Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is family dynamic expert, Stacey James Wheeler. He is a stepdad turned international selling author, a speaker, columnist for Monthly Parenting Magazine, and the founder of stepdadding.com. In his first book, The Stepdad's Guide, Resolving Family Conflict, introduced a blended family conflict models. And these models helped couples quickly identify the problems they're most likely to have and reduce their odds of divorce. This user guide helps couples avoid the turmoil that breaks most couples up. In his upcoming book, Stepdad 101, What to Know Before You Marry a Single Mom, that launches this fall, and it's designed to help men make an informed decision about becoming a stepdad. So welcome, Stacey.
Stacey, it's great to be here. It's wonderful to be on Jennings Wire.
Oh, and we are just honored to have you on Jennings Wire. We talked a little bit before we began this call, and I really appreciate what you're doing in providing a resource for stepdads out there. And it is a big life decision when you are thinking of and falling in love with a single mother, and you know she's got some. I don't want to use the word baggage. I don't think that's the right word, but she's not alone. That's for sure. When you enter into that relationship,
absolutely, it's a package deal for sure. And I, you know, a lot of guys jump in, usually heart first, and sometimes it helps to bring your head along. You know, at least 50% of the way for the ride. Love's like that. But you know, having a little bit of knowledge about what to expect is one of the best things you can do to improve your odds of success. And right now, the odds are really stacked against these couples succeeding. So a little bit of knowledge goes a long, long way.
Now, what are some of those things that you would tell prospective stepdads?
You know, there's. I think the number one thing would be it's going to be harder than you expect. Flat out, it's important to understand that. And most guys, they get into it and they're caught off guard by a number of different things. There's some very consistent things, in fact, which it makes it helpful because it's not dozens of things that are different in these relationships. There are very specific pain points. We recently completed a one-year study on stepdadding.com, our site, and a quarter of the men in the survey said that they were overwhelmed by having an instant family. They had no idea it was going to be that difficult. They said it was much harder than they expected. They also, and what most men don't understand, very big and important thing, most people, not just men, but everybody, is that the legal system's not on your side as a stepdad. In the U.S. and Canada, stepdads literally have no legal rights. They're considered a legal stranger to the kids. If you don't have something on file at school that says you're related, you can't even legally pick your kids up. Doesn't mean the school won't give them to you because they recognize you're a parent. But little things like that are the minor part of it. The big part is things like this. 20 states in the U.S. and Canada, stepdads can actually be compelled to pay child support after they break up, but have no legal rights to any custody or visitation. So little
wow.
Details that are overlooked are not little at all. They're important to know going in. And, you know, those are things you have to accept as part of the deal.
Right. And, you know, talking about those things that could happen, right, what if, how many times does that become a reality for stepfathers? Is the divorce rate among stepdads really high?
It is. It's extraordinarily high. I would say painfully high. Right now in the U.S., traditional couples, you know, single man, married single woman, traditional couples, everybody knows they say, oh, it's 50-50. It's actually better than 50-50. It's if you flip a coin, your odds are going to be worse than, you know, staying married 10 years or so. Usually the divorce rate's based on a 10-year rate, not lifetime. So very few people mm-hmm. know folks who've, you know, tons of folks who've stayed married their whole life. But 10 years or better, you got at least a 50% chance, a little bit better than that, about 46 or better. But with blended families, stepdads are at least 63% likely to divorce on the high end. And some studies show as high as 73. I usually go with it's somewhere in the ballpark of 67, 68.
Wow.
So what that basically means is two-thirds of stepdads are going to get divorced.
That's a lot.
Those are pretty ugly numbers. Yeah.
That is ugly.
It's a tough reality. But there's some good
now,
news, too, though.
Oh, good. Give us some good news, Dave.
If you have some information and you know what you're getting into,
mm-hmm.
if you know what to expect, there's two things that are going to happen. And this is what the new book is going to be about, and it's going to cover for guys what to know before you marry a single mom. If you know the details of what's coming up, one of two things is going to happen. You're going to either say, wow, this is more than I expected, and you're going to avoid an ugly divorce and putting kids through losing another parent figure, or you're going to say, great, I understand what to expect. Now I just need to prepare. And the book provides that, as well as the Stepdad's Guide also provides that information to help you get in, really lay the groundwork and plan for success. You can really reduce a lot of the negatives you're going to run into by just knowing what to expect. You're not caught off guard.
Now, what do you think is the most common issue between the single mom and the stepdad when they get married in terms of raising her kids? Is that like the biggest issue? How to parenting styles and that, does that come into play, you think? Or is it also maybe if the mom was divorced and she didn't lose her first husband, was divorced, the actual biological father, do you think that is one of the biggest issues? Or both?
You know, Stacey, all those are issues. And actually, the recent study showed exactly how much those are issues. The majority of guys that were in the study said, and this is a full one-year study, we got answers from people around the globe, mostly in the United States and Canada. But what we found was the majority, about 61%, said they were surprised at how hard it was. They were caught off guard by the difficulty of becoming an instant parent. And in most of these cases,
mm-hmm.
The biological father's still alive. He may or may not be involved, but not being actively involved doesn't mean that he doesn't have an influence, because legal rights as a parent stay for life until you walk away from them. So the challenge you guys ran into, the big one, was not being prepared. And then the other big one, 51%, the clear majority of guys said that they had little to no role in raising the kids and had really no defined role. So the big issue there, 30% said the biological father was an issue to answer that question. So that's a factor too. The important thing to understand about all the first things I mentioned there, like the issues with having to not have those conversations, not be able to know what your role is to sit down and actually
mm-hmm.
communicate those things before you get married. You talk about, you know, what role do you want me to play, dear? And she says, well, I want you to be a dad. Well, okay, what does that mean to you, though? Because we all have a different perception. You know,
right.
Is Homer Simpson the dad we're talking about, or is it Fred Flintstone? Is it Ward
yeah.
Cleaver? Dads aren't just
right.
dads. So those things are important to nail down. And if you nail those down and you both agree to what the rules are and what the standards are, it's going to be easier, mainly because being a stepdad is a lot like jumping on a moving train and then trying to get your balance while you're wearing roller skates on it. It's already a family in motion. You have to adapt. And that's tough.
Right.
More than 80% of guys that marry single women, they're coming alone. They don't bring kids. So blended family is a bit of a misnomer. Most guys, they're the new addition. They're the only blend. So they got to adjust.
Not a lot of Brady Bunch going on.
Not a lot. From what I see, about 7% of guys bring full-time kids with them. About
wow.
less than 19% have kids at all.
Interesting. That is really interesting. Well, I know our listeners can learn a lot more about you, Stacey, and your books and articles about improving blended family marriages at the website stepdadding.com, and that's step stepdadding.com, and you can get updates from Stacey James Wheeler, and you follow him on Twitter at stepdadding. And don't forget that the new book, Stepdad 101, What to Know Before You Marry a Single Mom, will be available this fall at all major online retailers. So Stacey, thank you so much for stopping in with us today. I really appreciate it. Lots of great information.
Thank you, Stacey. I really appreciate the opportunity to share more about stepdadding.com and the books. Hey, any stepdads out there, please stop by, check out stepdadding.com. We're a no-cost resource for you. We're there for information and inspiration to help you get the right dad-itude.
And I've been there. I'm not a stepdad, but I've been there, and it really is a lot of good information, a great resource. So thank you again, Stacey.
Thank you, Stacey. Have a fantastic day.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.